Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts. Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon. Vast Horizon is possible because of our fans and the support of our amazing Patreon patrons. Nolira is only struggling to survive because of you. Otherwise, she would just be kicking it back, relaxing.
If you've enjoyed our shows and want to discuss theories or chat with other fans, we have subreddits for our shows and an active Facebook group where other Fool and Scholar fans converge. Join others in discussing the technocracy, sharing your takes on the podcast, and building your own theories about the world.
We are so amazed at our fun, active, and supportive community. Every day we work to create our shows in hopes of entertaining others, and our great community of fans is testament to that work. We hope you continue to enjoy, and we will continue to create. Now get ready for this episode of Vast Horizon.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Vast Horizon, Episode 6, Bear and Bees.
Is how it was before. It does not change that you have collected vital information. Poe was still alone from her own perspective.
No, Ellie. She died out here with no one.
Yeah.
She called for
Yana,
help.
Daughter of Dr. Paul.
She tried
Yana.
So hard, and there was no
I
one here for her.
Head the new government for
she was
the
alone.
Moon's orbiting strand.
She died out here alone.
Before you woke up, I was alone. I will be here. The Bifrost is my home.
Ellie, it's not... I don't know what to do. I'm not a pilot. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a... anything. Shut off the recording.
That is incorrect. You are Dr. Nolira Eck. You signed on to the Bifrost to aid in the expansion of the technocracy. You were a talented agronomist with numerous published papers. You were the acclaimed...
I'm sorry, Allie. Allie? Please speak again, Allie.
I accept your apology. I understand that you are going through a period of emotional turmoil, and I know I have limits to my emotional understanding.
Thanks. think I could find a way to my living quarters from here. I have some food in my station.
The majority of the vital functions no longer support your living quarters.
Oh. I had several plants. They would not survive.
It is upsetting that your Spathiphyllum willisi has most certainly died. Out of all the specimens of peace lily on the ship, yours has flourished most beautifully.
That's my job. So, if I can't get to my living quarters, where's the nearest cantina, mess hall, kitchen?
I can direct you to the nearest mess hall. Given your current state, it will take you over an hour to crawl there.
Is there anything I can drain for power here?
The emergency power for this room continues to power the partially functioning incoming and outgoing communication consoles and the necessary support equipment. While it would be possible to disassemble and access the power conduit capable of charging your limbs, doing so without proper training could lead to irreparable damage of the consoles and risks electric shock.
So, I will need an alternative power source. What is nearby?
I am.
What?
I am nearby. One of the nearby accessible rooms holds my core processing station and servers. I do not get many visitors.
Well, you wouldn't. It's not as though there's much to see. Wait, you were trying to make a joke.
I was, but it is possible. You could crawl to the core AI processing station. It would take you approximately 20 minutes.
Do you have a power hookup?
Yes, but it would shut me down to utilize it.
Why are there no plugs on this ship? It seems like a simple thing. Especially if ambient charging isn't considered a vital function.
You're just broken, Nolira. It's who you are.
What?
Due to the use of modern ambient power transfer, physical electrical outlets are usually unnecessary. Additionally, the circumstances and timing of your dismemberment led to the use of mechanical limbs instead of farmed limbs. It is very uncommon to be in your predicament. As such, the Bifrost is not prepared to assist in your disability in a time of emergency.
Don't say that word.
Disability.
Dismemberment. But I would rebuke your statement by saying the rise of mechanical limbs during the war should have led to better emergency charging access.
I agree, but this does not solve your current situation. Nolira, do you plan to shut me down?
No. No, Ali, I couldn't. After the talk and... I wouldn't want to be alone here. Completely alone. I would lose everything. You, all my recordings, any help, just gone. Ali, you're considered a vital function, but are you okay? Are your processors damaged or degrading?
There are sensors, data, and processing power that are inaccessible at this time, but my self-analysis and diagnostic determined I am currently stable. I am considered a vital function. As long as there are active crew members or colonists aboard the Bifrost who benefit from my continued activity.
So if I leave, you shut down?
Yes, to some extent.
I'm really sorry, Ali.
Want you to find help, Nolira. I know the Bifrost is suffering from extensive damage, though we do not know the cause. If the Bifrost is found, the AI systems are one of the first salvaged units. I will be saved.
It'll lie. Like you said, no one wants to be alone.
What was that?
Did you see something?
No. I thought I heard something. Is there a communication channel open?
No. Should I select an outgoing distress message for all possible channels?
Yes. Yes, do that.
The file has been selected. Please manually confirm the outgoing messages to select the signal.
Where did I go? I need some charge and some food. Ali?
There is a possibility that jeopardizes your safety.
I don't like the sound of that. What is it?
Three floors below this deck is a large loader mechanical storage dock. A charged loader will have more than enough power to fully power all of your limbs, as well as the required ports.
Why is this a bad idea?
There are no currently operational elevators you can easily access. In its place, I've located a nearby service column. You would need to climb down the service column.
Oh, Shams, I don't. I have one arm and no working legs, Allie. Climbing may be out of the picture.
As you would be descending, I would instead phrase it as a controlled fall. This choice of action and appropriate phrasing is why I postulate jeopardy to your safety.
You just have to exist.
Falling? You want me to fall 3 stories?
No.
No how?
The typical assumed height of a story is approximately 3 meters. As such, you assume you will fall approximately 9 meters. This is not true. The height of the first 2 decks is similar to the height of this deck, approximately 3.54 meters tall. The height of the loader mechanical storage dock is 10.54 meters. This leads to a combined total of 17.62 meters, plus whatever additional height remains to be descended from this level.
That's just under 6 stories, Allie. I can't fall that far.
If you control the fall by using your available arm to grasp the ladder, you could sustain minimal damage, though considerable muscle fatigue.
I'm assuming you're telling me this because it's my best option.
Yes.
I regret not exploring the ship more during my shifts awake. Tell me how to get to the column.
Go left. In 10 meters, there will be a handle at hip level. Pull the handle to open the column access.
Everything's on the ground now, so above your head is more accurate.
Is someone there?
You sound distressed. How may I assist you?
Where's the life sign?
While it is headed back this direction, it is far enough away to give you ample time to reach the service column.
Did you pick up any vocals aside from mine?
No.
I do enjoy your impression of a worm.
You didn't hear that.
I hear many things, but I have not picked up vocal communication near your location.
Do you have a favorite story?
What kind of story?
Like a fable or a fairy tale. Any kind of distraction.
I store most of the fables, tales, stories, and myths of the collective technocracy and free planets. Is there one that you would enjoy to hear most?
Which one do you like?
Some of the first I came to enjoy, after processing their meanings, were the fables of Aesop. Would you like me to tell one to you?
Yes, that would be nice.
This is one I enjoy, titled The Bear and the Bees. A bear, roaming in the woods in search of berries, happened on a fallen tree, in which a swarm of bees had stored their honey. The bear began to nose around the log very carefully to find out if the bees were at home. Just then, one of the swarm came home from the clover field with a load of sweets. Guessing what the bear was after, the bee flew at him, stung him sharply, and then disappeared into the hollow log. The bear lost his temper in an instant and sprang upon the log, tooth and claw, to destroy the nest. But this only brought out the whole swarm. The poor bear had to take to his heels, and he was able to save himself only by diving into a pool of water.
Why do you like that one?
Aesop's tales are fanciful, relatable, and succinct. They possess underlying moral lessons meant to improve upon and inform the reader. Here, the moral reference is the negative effect of retaliation. It is wiser to bear a single injury in silence than to provoke 1,000 by flying into a rage. I believe this to be a wise lesson, and I enjoy the related imagery as well. A hungry bear, a brave bee, a bear diving into water. There is another story of the young crab and his mother, which is humorous in its depictions as well.
If only you had thought of this.
Neo-tink-dalma.
They even teach it to children.
Allie, those fables and morals are very uncomplicated versions of reality. The majority of times, things are far more complicated than they seem. But for children's tales, they can be very fun and useful learning tools. I'm here. So I just... Oh. That looks like a long fall.
The aim is not for you to fall.
Isn't it, though?
Allie, The head trauma I suffered that caused me to be hospitalized. Was there any lasting damage, any internal bleeding?
Informed by the accessible documents, you should not be suffering from any subsequent injuries or effects.
That both is and is not what I was hoping to hear. Well, wish me luck.
Good luck. With the life sign approaching, you should close the entry behind you if you intend to conceal your path.
I'm not sure I can. Joel! I'm stuck! Do something!
I cannot assist you.
Allie! I'm going to fall!
I am unable to assist you.
Joel! Make it.
Allie!
General Han has told me that it is time to move forward with public appearances.
We appreciate you choosing us, and we know you have a busy schedule, so we'll try to get you to that party tonight.
It's not a party. It's a lecture and gala to raise funds for the relief effort. But thank you for being considerate.
So, Dr. Zhang Yantui, let's go back to a few years ago.
Playback
pause.
可以先暂停吗? It only gets worse from that point.
At this point, it only just started?
You say they invited you? For this nonsense.
General Han even agreed. He said the people wanted to hear from me. Apparently, Yamada went off script.
这个状况很棘手, 但我们不需要逃避。
是,我知道。 I messed up. You'll see.
Well, no need to stop now.
ZZ, please resume playback.
Resuming playback?
Back to a few years ago, to the coordinated attack on Tenwan. Do you remember that day?
Yes, very well.
Where were you when you heard the news?
I was at home. I'd been in the lab all day and hadn't heard anything. When I got home, my sister visited unexpectedly to tell me.
You were at work all day and didn't hear about it. Even on your way home?
The lab is a sterile environment, so we keep it rather quiet, too. I took the MAG train back home. I always do. The compartment I take, everyone just keeps to themselves.
No audio news, no monitors, nothing?
I tended to avoid the news. The war had been going on for years at that point, and I couldn't stomach the tragedy that rolled in every day.
You couldn't take it anymore. So when your sister came to tell you the news, did you feel overwhelmed?
I remember seeing her face and just knowing. I knew something had happened, and then she mentioned Tenwan, and I knew it was Chen.
Your brother, Chen, was stationed in Tenwan at the Dr. Tsung Daoli military base, and he died in the attack.
Yes, he was in a building when it collapsed.
And with the war underway for so long, and now this devastating news, how did you feel?
Broken. My brother had just died, and I wanted to just be in Tenwan and crawl through the rubble. I wanted to flip over some rocks and broken things to find him and bring him back home.
Well, that seems very proactive, wishing to help. What else were you thinking of? Go on.
What would you have thought of? My mind was... I was upset. He's my only brother, and I love him. And I miss him.
We have security footage from your building on the day of the attack. It shows General Han and his advisors approaching your apartment. Credible sources say that that day was when the military first approached you for your assistance. If this is true, do you think they chose that day due to your compromised emotional state?
That creep.
Dr.
Zhang Yantui? Do you have something to say?
Ms. Yamada, I know this may be difficult to understand, but we were at war. Every family on every station and every free planet was living in fear. I'm sure there were days you woke up hoping your company wouldn't send you down Ontan or Harnan or even to the Moreau during the raids. It's easy to ignore the harsh realities when interviewing celebrities and peddling cookbooks from the most protected station in the technocracy. But I couldn't keep waiting for something to happen. When the Order asked me to help, I never could have refused.
You don't deny that General Han approached you that day?
General Hong came to me because my work had saved hundreds of thousands of lives, and he wanted my help to save even more. That day, regardless of how it touched my life, was a turning point in the war.
To say you saved lives, it's an interesting take on the issue, Dr. Zheng Antui. I'm sure many people disagree.
And I know many others who don't. The war is over. The attacks have stopped. The raids ceased. The free planets can sleep at night, and our stations can rebuild.
Did it feel like vengeance or justice for what happened to you, to your brother?
This is over. The broadcast station has pulled your rights for the interview.
You can't do that. We all want to know why she did it, why this happened. We have a right to know.
Shut it down.
No, no, you cannot pull this broadcast. No, we get the rights. This is my interview.
Thankfully, it got shelved. For now.
Let's have some tea.
Yes, thank you.
Zizia, 泡茶给大家。
没问题，想喝哪一种茶？
任何一种茶都可以。
大概3分钟就泡好了。It
is easy for some to look at what happened from a distance and not see the necessity of it.
Some? Noli, you're my sister and I feel sick when I think about it. I know, believe me. Really, that it was important and that you weren't really alone, but it's complicated, difficult to process.
I know. I can't stop thinking about everything. I worked with General Han and everyone at their lab for over 2 years. I could have stopped at any time. I just kept thinking, maybe the war will end tomorrow. Maybe all of this will just be swept away. I was a fool.
You are my daughter, her sister, a fine scientist, an outstanding citizen, an avid gardener, and a bit of a brat. But you are certainly no fool, Nolira.
Never a fool. We didn't raise fools. We all wish we could have helped. We all did something. My research helped to heal our injured. Your father helped create the energy generators used in the technocracy's furthest military stealth ships. Constance organized fundraisers for victims of midspace raids, and your brother...
Chen worked to protect the people of Ontan.
Chen did more than that, Connie. He protected our people and Free Trennan alike. He stood up for our values.
Dad, are you okay? 你看起来很心烦.
We got a message this morning from the base.
What was it?
They want to name a launch hall in the base after Chen, after its reconstruction.
Well, that's good, right?
No. No, because it's not for Chen. It's not for Chen and they know it. It's not because he died there or fought there or helped the city. Because he was my brother.
And we have concerns as well, given it is a Trennan-free planet.
Oh. You think we should turn it down?
I think we should propose an alternative.
What was the name of the ship? The emergency medical ship that was shot down?
Serona 2.
这应该是个好主意. We can honor Chen in our own way. But we won't let others drag his name and memory down into the mud.
We'll send our response tomorrow. I'm sure they'll understand.
Zizi,
how long until tea is ready?
The tea will be ready in approximately 22 seconds.
我很好. I'm fine.
爸听起来不太有说服力.
He's fine. Believe me, I've checked.
It doesn't help that your apartment is brimming with allergens.
You call them allergens. Most people call them plants, Connie.
I always liked how green your apartment is. And you always liked the gardens growing up.
Oh,
who would have thought?
Your tea is ready. Please enjoy. 茶泡好了,请慢用.
Thank you.
and thanks for coming. Yesterday was hard, and I just feel like it's getting harder every day. This is certainly not what any of us wanted for the family, and I'm so sorry for...
What was that?
I don't know.
Nori, 离窗户远一点.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me, there's a visitor at the door.
Who is it?
Noli, be careful.
It's Sergeant Lawrence. Please open the door.
Tell me your sister's favorite flower.
Ontan alyssum palm.
Zizi, let him in.
A protest has formed outside the apartment building. You're not safe here. We can get your family back to their homes, but you'll need to come with us for the time being.
You've got strong windows, Noli, but I wouldn't push it.
Right. Yes. Okay, is everyone ready to go?
这一堆怎么办?
Zizi回处理好. Won't you, Zizi?
Do not worry. I will put everything right.
We need to move. Please collect your things and come with us.
Well, hurry up, girls.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Do you require assistance? Medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
Ellie! Something's wrong! Ellie! I landed on something and... I think it's in me!
Loss of blood due to impalement can cause the erratic heart rate and decreased blood pressure you are currently experiencing.
Help me! I can't see anything!
I cannot assist you.
Where is the med kit? 在哪里? 告诉我!
The column less than 4 meters from a wall-mounted emergency medical kit.
I can't get up! The pipe! What if it punctured? Something?
If you are losing blood, not seeking medical treatment will lead to your death. The wall-mounted emergency medical kit will provide the required amenities to stabilize your vitals, halt blood loss, and potentially save your life. With your back to the wall, the wall-mounted emergency medical kit will be 4 meters to your right.
I don't think I can do it.
There is no alternative.
I can't!
There is no alternative.
Hurry up. Living is the bare minimum.
Shut up!
You came out here by choice. You did this to yourself. Stop.
Your blood pressure is
Shut
dropping.
Up!
Are you free of the object?
No. No. I can't push myself high enough.
Is the object attached to the ground, or can it be lifted?
What? I think I can lift it. Ellie, where's...
With your back to the wall-mounted emergency medical kit will be 4 meters to your right.
Where's the loader? I can't see.
With your back to the wall, please crawl 12 meters forward. You should make contact with a medical loader, class 4. There will be a charging port on the back of the left heel.
I found it! I got it!
The charging port is on the back of the left heel. I understand you require assistance, but medical crew is currently unavailable to assist you.
I can't see. Spots!
You struck your head during the fall and have lost a lot of blood. If you are suffering from a head injury or concussion, please try to stay awake.
Vast Horizon, Episode 6, Bear and Bees. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Jordan Cobb as Dr. Antui. Uyen Chung as Dr. Jiang. Sam Yao as Constance. Max Lando as General Han. Spring Ho as Zizi. A.R. Olivieri as Sergeant Lawrence. Jesse Hendricks as Yamada. And Christy Luce as Poe. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon, and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content, like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.